we try to negotiate with the hospital to the matter out of court. Because the issue that they're raising is that the former chief director of corporate services has committed to paying them that particular amount. And we do not have records to prove that that happened. So we had wanted also that the matter goes to court and let people testify and tell the court what exactly happened, because we cannot commit safe money and pay for things that are not under possession.
And how much would we know you should be? We want to know what you are agreed to finalize this matter. We can form a corporate services.
The one I'm talking about here was Mr. Baloyi. I joined IT when he was no longer there. The current head of corporate services is on me. It's now an issue.
And Jefferson, these are the folks that we have always been talking about.
produce a report, if I'm not mistaken, which indicates that on average, we were able to fill positions within 3 months. Those are all positions that we have controlled. The biggest problem with vacancies is that in our level, we fill the positions and people leave the process. But the big ones are the ones that the understanding is that they have to fill the process of the executive director first, and then the executive director will then be able to fill all these other vacancies that most of us are expecting. So those are the vacancies that we're talking about when we talk about the highest savings with regards to vacancies.
Those positions were then fully funded and were able to create those positions.
there's a paragraph on opinion, but before we read it, the basic purpose of that opinion is expressed on your annual financial statement. So there they would say the financial statement presents fairly in all material respects the financial position of the IPID, its financial performance and cash flow to be under review. So there the opinion is based on items that impact on your disclosed financial statement. Just to clarify. But your other areas which are that they would highlight in other sections of the audit report where they look at your predetermined objectives, they look at your compliance issue, leadership, internal control. So they have also highlighted those issues in their audit report.
Can you just also
deduct
the
Yes. There were three incidents
during the financial year, the most material being to incidents of exceeding financial delegates, which limit that for the processing of expenditure. And then there was one or 4,000 which would be without pay. So the two main constitutions that was the exceeding of financial delegation without
pay. Detail. That's why we asked you. We can read that as well. That's what it says. But the detail. What was the incident? How much money was involved in those two?
There were incidents related to expenditure on an approved contract. So managers have certain delegations that they can approve to expend on items. Currently, under investigation, depending on whether it fully meets the definition, because you first report suspected irregular expenditure, and then you'd investigate on the matter. And maybe if I can speak clarity as to what extent of detail or the manner of detail that you would.
What important does it take for this? We saw that. Incident number one, what environment? In what program?
Okay. The two incidents occurred in our core program, program two, investigation and information management.
What was the sweet topic? It's two incidents. I'm sure you can remember those two.
Yes, the incidents were spent on our case management system. There were payments and monthly payments to the case management system. Of the contract we have with the provider.
Okay, so what was wrong with this? Tell us.
The issue here is that an official signed for processing of payments which exceeded that specific official financial delegation. But those payments were affecting a contract which was already approved by the accounting officer of the department. So it was that official exceeding the financial delegation of ISIS. In terms of what they are doing to sign off.
So the signed official on two occasions, is there a statute against it?
There has been disciplinary steps taken by the official supervisor, but there is a formal investigation that is done in terms of the ESMA, where the accounting officer needs to see whether the steps which need to be taken against the official are appropriate considering the extent of the matter. So that is currently being but they had to be taken by the supervisor while the matter was being reported.
So the supervisor first took disciplinary steps and only then did the investigation.
It was reported, it was reported from the unit. So when the unit had identified that this matter had taken, they reported it following the correct procedures. And upon that reporting, then disciplinary action was taken.
Which, where did this happen? In the national office?
Yes, the national office.
What's the amount involved in each occasion?
It's the exact amount disclosed in the financial statement. The first instance was 254,000 and the second instance was 398,000.
What was the disciplinary case that the supervisor said it took?
Can I hand over to the head of the acting head of the program at that time?
Can I ask about the director of finance? Just add more clarity on the issue before we
speak. Can you speak through the mic?
Chairperson, I'll request that the director of finance just take us through the one other issue on that's the one you said and why did we disclose this amount? Before Mr. Pisogo responds to that, just to add on what the CFO just said.
So, this line is not working, please.
Another one member. The decision around this disclosure that we discovered the money during the coaching period. It was in March, in April 2016, we were to the financial statement. The method was explained by the problem too. We looking into the matter and whether this is
we discovered it, and then we went back to the manuscript. So what is it for the supermarket? Which one is it? Was it John actually declared, or did finance discover it?
Thanks, Jefferson. What I'm saying, we are not referring to the climate. The matter was specifically reported by the program chief, manager, and after it was reported, we needed to establish the cause and all the actions that need to be taken place. And that was done in conjunction with the program chief manager, who also wrote the letter in order to give the breakdown of what happened.
Given that money on the basis of you using fraud money. Now, when
Look at
that's fingered on him in extended computer services.
Honorable Sophia.
Can we have a clarity on content claims in mind of medical and housing?
I think maybe we need to speak the understanding. There's understanding within compensation.
lawyers and politicians. And those positions were able to stay constant before the end of the financial year. The same interesting compensation of employees was not linked to the money that we shifted from goods and services to compensation of employees. It was linked to positions that were already there, which are funded, which we could not take. And unfortunately, we could not take the money away from those positions or the money that funded those positions because we still need the positions. So that is the issue. On the issue of budget control and financial discipline, maybe it would be easier for me to say, given the fact that I just joined IT, after the budgeting has already been done, and after the training has been done, and I was one of those people who identified this problem, to say, there is a problem. And the answer...
Yes, please.
Oh, no. Thank you, Deidre. Maybe the biggest point of it, when she came to the committee the first time, that is also where I think members got to hang on their own memories a little bit as well. When she came to the committee the first time, I must specifically refer to also the question that was asked on the school of honor. When she came to the committee the first time, she said, when she started in this position, she realized that there was this juncture in terms of what was planned for and what was budgeted. And that there were posts that were budgeted for, but that there were no money for those posts. That the posts that were there funded, but that there were no money, and the money went wrongly to goods and services. She declared that to us in one of the very, very first meetings that she came to Parliament as the acting executive director. So the problem is that occurred, and the previous permanent executive director, and when she took over, she realized, here we've got funded positions, but there's no money for it. And it was wrongly allocated, and I'm putting it very simple, I mean, if I'm incorrect, you must stop me. And it was incorrectly allocated to goods and services. And she said to us, you're going to see a shift from goods and services to compensation because of this wrong allocation to goods and services. If I remember correctly, that meeting took place in EC04 or something like that. One of the small committee rooms of EC04, if I'm not mistaken. Can we continue, please?
Thank you, Chairperson. The next issue was around contacting measures. What are these? Why have they been introduced? What relevance do they play in the context of underemployment capacity? Cost-cutting measures is basically emphasizing that you need to spend on core activity, and the reasons for your expenditure must be expenditure which is in the best interest of the mandate of your department. Treasury is also encouraging departments to introduce cost-cutting measures to ensure that you spend on core activity, and it also helps in avoiding your fruitless and wasteful expenditure. So as much as we need to spend our budget, but you need to emphasize that expenditure needs to be on the correct manner of initial items of expenditure. So that is the principle that is emphasized, I think, that will continue to be emphasized over the interview, and the ongoing process to encourage proper spending. Then there was a request for the explanation of the addition. In our administrators and additions, the computer equipment and furniture and office equipment, and a subsequent question also linked to that, trying to understand, is this replacement, if so, what happened to the equipment that was being replaced? The amount spent on computer services and furniture, that's procurement of assets, a portion of them being replacement assets, and some of them being new assets for new positions, created after the capacitating of our compensation of employees badges. For those assets that were replaced, some of those assets are donated
question was clarity on computer services, what is driving your computer service cost of $7.3 million. You have various expenses included there. It includes payment for your data lines, maintained by DITA or digital service providers, as well as your support healthcare and your internet service charges that you are charged by DITA. It also includes your charges for your cell mainframe time, bad mainframe time, loans or dedicated support for your transmittal system, as well as if DITA conducts any specialized computer services for your organization in that year. It also includes your software licenses for your main operating system. Also includes in there. So that is what drives computer services, and I think the biggest driver for that financial year was our data line, the payments we made to the government. Then,
I want you to be specific to the members' questions, because you're now again being general. If you say that you think the biggest driver was data lines, then tell us what it is. We often this question in line with the fact that in order to generate it, do not have an IT policy in place. There's a problem. So is your internet not abused? We won't know, but we want to get an indication of the breakdown of that 7 million.
Okay, we do have a breakdown. I can make it available, but just to take you through the material amount, why I said the digital computer service data line for 2012-13 was already 3.9 million. Of the 7.3 million. You had computer information service sitting at 876,000. Your software license cost for your operating system sitting at 735,000. We had your ETA data line, the aspect of the ETA portion at 337,000. The help desk support from ETA, 159,000. Your ETA internet service charges, 135,000. For your transversal systems, the bad mainframe time, 219,000. Personal, 151,700,000. Logis, 59,000. So I can make that list available to you, but I was just trying to explain to honorable member what size that cost, what does it cost into the software. And then there was a question on charity on unconfirmed.
Sorry, just on that, on the other one. Thank you. How often do you visit both of these? Me. Office furniture. There was a question on office furniture. When you answer that question, also indicate how often do you buy an office.
Office furniture is bought on a need basis, so it's driven by what happens in that financial year. So are they assets that need to be replaced, or have they been here for years? So with the change, especially in the last financial year, the change from IT to assets is what quite often. But as the years fade out, it will only be when those assets become redundant, or you have a new position. The next question was clarity on what are unconfirmed claims. Well, I think there's an annexure there on claim account that says unconfirmed balances. Those were balances that the department was aware of, but they had not received physical confirmation from the counterpart of the other state institutions at the date when we had to analyze our financial statement. So that's what it means by unconfirmed. It's still the claims recoverable, it's just we don't have documented proof of confirmation. There was also clarity on advertising. What are we spending on that advertising cost disclosure of 1.6 million? Just to give you the breakdown, advertising includes your promotional items. There we spent 192.7 million during the first year of implementation of the IPED Act. Also had market share. Marketing costs, 991,000. Your recruitment costs, 441,000. As well. well as a minimum amount for the tender documents, in the advertising document of 330
rand.
So those were the costs, but the hugest cost driver then was your marketing cost during the first year of implementation of the item.
The other issue was the issue on the disclosure of business interests.
For the financial year 2012-13, everybody submitted their financial disclosure. The question then may be whether they disclosed everything they were supposed to disclose. That I would not know, but all the financial disclosures were submitted. The issue that AG raised was pertaining to the financial year 2011-12. Where SLS members, not all of them, disclosed and they did not do so within the time. And for the 2011-12, we received a report from the Public Service Commission indicating that even some of those that have declared in that year, they have not made a full disclosure. And then what then happened when I received the report was then to commission an investigation of those SLS members who have not disclosed in that year 2011-12. For 2012-13, as much as we have all submitted and submitted on time, we have not yet received any feedback from the Public Service Commission on their investigation to determine whether the disclosures that were made that year were correct and full. If they discover that the disclosures were not fully done or not correctly done, then we have to take disciplinary action against. On the basis of the report that the Public Service Commission has submitted to us in relation to the disclosure for 2011-12, we will definitely institute disciplinary proceedings against those members that have not made the full disclosure and also against those members that have not disclosed.
Then let's legislate the last round of finances. Any more questions? I've got at least two more questions. The legal cost increase. Can you explain the legal cost increase? And then also, part of it is because I'm still waiting for the answers for the first question, but you've got a vacancy of 45 positions. 10 of them we can attribute the executive director not being appointed, and 9 to the prevention. Why aren't the other 35 not full? Where are they? On what will the budget?
person on the issue of legal cost increase. This one increased in the main at the beginning of the financial year when the regulations to support the ICT were developed. So made by payments in the 2013 financial year. And also the development of the standard operating procedures because we made use of several consultants. But part of it was also to assist us with some of these matters that we have talked about. One is the one of the we needed to make sure that we get a legal opinion on that. And the other part of it being an investigation by the public protector. And we also briefed counsel on that one to assist us on how do we count our responses in such a way that they say exactly what we are saying. And the other investigative matter was the one that the SIU was doing. We needed to make sure that we get somebody who will gather all the information because there was a lot of historical data. And some of these discussions involved people who were not on a part of IT at that time. And we needed somebody who will assist us with that. So that in the main was part of what caused the increase in legal costs. On the basic salary, without running the risk of and the issue of bonuses, running the risk of misleading the portfolio committee, we do not have all the details right here, right now, to know exactly who are those people, how many were they, what did they get, and what criteria was used. But basically what happened last year is that there were people who were assessed for performance in the financial year 2011-2012. The performance evaluations were not finalized because there were some who lost appeal. So we needed to finalize the appeal process, and unfortunately the appeal process was finalized in the financial year 2012-2013. And that is when we needed to effect the payment that were due to people from the previous year. But I would request through you, Chair, if it is acceptable to the Commission to avoid misleading you and using the Commission information that is not correct, to go back to the office and just pull out that data to provide it to the Committee, because I would not have the
the total cost was 1.3 million. experience of
you also have your event promoters. There was an amount there also spent, as well as your agency and support services for the production of post-mortem investigation. But they did a list with each of the different area contractors as well as the amount which can be available to them.
Yeah, I think we want detail of this process. You refer in here as well to consultants, contractors, and agency outsourced services. And now when you break it down here, but in the detail, you would like to know what did you use consultants for. For instance, in the past, you used consultants to draft your APPs and your annual report. Did you do it again?
This year we never used consultants in services to assist with the APP strategic plan and the annual report. All these documents were produced in.
So the mistakes that we're picking up in the documents must be blamed on those who did it. Okay. Members, I think that brings it to you. You've got to give us that as well. If I can just in summary, and if there's nothing more. We wanted a detailed breakdown of computer services costs. So who's listening? A detailed breakdown of bonus payouts and the criteria, because that's what we now are seeing. We also want to be kept abreast on the developments around the bonuses that were suggested to senior management. And then the consultancy. A breakdown of that as well. We also urge the department to seek finalization around your contingent liability issue so that this thing does not keep on lying on the ground, lying in your books. If it means entering into settlement again, then so be it, so that. But my concern is just by saying we want to settle, almost seems like we acknowledge that we are. So, members, are there anything else under this road and the finances that we want to recommend? Abby? Okay, then we move on to program one. Can we get the presentation on program one?
Finances are managed and the issue that the
as the right to go